Last week, you used the expression explore separation. And I'd like to talk with you a bit about that. When we were created, when souls were created, did we need separation in order to explore our potential? How does that work, and what do you mean by explore separation?
The whole commitment on this planet is to feel separate. You have an ego, which is to allow you to feel separate from others. And the whole game is about being in a separate form, a separate identity, a separate personality, and yet feel connected, feel a part of all that is. It's a very tricky game. It's always a paradox for you. And so to explore separation, just as these good questions have come about, you're exploring the separation of your familiar pattern of experiencing time. You will separate from the things that you've taken for granted, the way that you have felt previously with your earth experience. So as you become lighter in thought, lighter in emotion, lighter in alignment with the possibility of your desires, what you're actually doing is, instead of perceiving separation outside of your body, you're bringing your focus and your attention within, where you have access to everything. And you wonder about the channeling. It is just one aspect of the subconscious mind that accesses the whole. Everybody is capable of it. It is a question we hear often put out towards us. Everyone is capable. Not everyone will have the interest, just like everyone is capable of playing a piano, but not everyone will commit the time to develop a great skill in it. And so through the subconscious mind, you have access to everything. That is why you often see movies that are the same story, or books, or jokes that will be in every culture across the entire planet. And so there is a connection, and yet you are here to explore separation. And the ideal for all of you today is that you would honor and celebrate your unique personalities and desires, even as you evolve yourself spiritually, where that has not been the case previously. To become spiritual on this planet before was to give up all earthly desire, to let go of the individuality. And so it is a unique calling in a unique time, and yet we remind you that you have been giving great technology and great support in this. You notice, as we mentioned last week, all your movies, all your access to other people and other ideas so quickly. The way you're exposed to so many different concepts so quickly in this day and time, that allows your mind to begin to think, to really expand, that everyone can be separate, and yet we could all share, all of life could share many common denominators, feelings, and ideas. And so you are exploring separation, although in spiritual teachings it's about exploring oneness. We encourage you to see both perspectives and enjoy both.
Thank you.
And did that help, or did we muddy the waters?
No, that helped. And it kind of raises another question. I'm wondering, you answered the question about humans on this planet. When souls were created, wasn't part of the process that we needed as souls to separate from God and to explore, and that separation is how we experience everything that is, so that we can, well, what is the purpose then? if we separate ourselves, is the purpose is there no end game? Do we continue to explore and expand? Do we return to God?
Yes, and you're literally seeing that in your culture today. There is no end. Their abundance is ever rolling forward. There is no limitation. And for the first time in the history that you know of, you're starting to witness that. Your technology, your creativity, even in clothing and music and in foods and cultures, there's just, the more you learn, the more there is that you know is out there. And so you use the word need and use the word we, and so we would ask you to clarify that, or we could offer you a picture that might be easier for you. So everything is one, And it's very difficult when you have a consciousness that's exploring separation to even think this way. But everything is one. And so the idea of separation is just to play an expansion to explore more things. And so you come from a great source of love and light and goodness. And in the freedom to explore separation, you can explore all the density, all the negative emotions, all darkness, all limitation, all restriction, all things that you would label as bad. And it is not the fight of good over bad, which is a common perception, but it truly is exploration for the sheer delight of exploration. And then it is a common denomination. It is the common intention that goodness would return to itself. The illusion is the darkness, is the discomfort, is the heaviness, is the separation from all that is good. And so even though we encourage you to explore separateness by honoring your uniqueness, your personalities, your desires, what you uniquely can contribute, that no other form can be or do the way that you can, we do encourage you to align to the oneness that is goodness, to choose goodness, to choose kindness, even when it seems difficult, because that is what will give you more freedom than you can imagine, more abundance in things that you desire. There is also an abundance of hatred, and there is also an abundance of difficulty, and there is also an abundance of suffering. Abundance just means endlessly expanding more than is necessary. And the abundance that is happening that you are witnessing today is just ever expanding now. It's going very quickly. And so we encourage you to know that all came from goodness. If you can align to the concept of goodness, of light, of love, whatever words you want to use, that will give you more expansion in your unique form, and it will make your journey even easier.
So good and evil,
or perceptions,
and it would be better to look at that as separation or contrast.
And there are many teachings. You can say love and fear, darkness and light, good and bad. And as you are often taught, focus on the goodness, choose the good, honor your uniqueness and see it as good. See yourselves as good. That is the biggest fault and the biggest limitation. Find a way to see your good as we gave to you in the taps tonight. Speak of your successes that you have already accomplished. Allow yourself to know yourself in your goodness. That will allow you an exploration that you will enjoy. That will allow you an expansion while you remain in your own uniqueness that feels very, very good and uplifting to you. And when you feel good, it does remind all others vibrationally how to choose more goodness.
So then our purpose is simply to expand and explore and to desire and become better than.
And when you say purpose, it almost sounds like a have to. And yet, you will find that you innately are always expansive. You can expand in suffering, and you can expand in enthusiasm, you can expand in success, and you can expand in failure. You cannot not expand. You cannot contribute. You cannot help but to contribute. You cannot stop the giving that you are. You are the expansion, and it is impossible for you to not be that. We are just suggesting that you would like to focus your mind and your intention to expand through goodness, because you will enjoy the experience much more than you are.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Except that we would remind you of the time.
Well, how is it going to be the last question? Thank you for the interaction. I appreciate it.
And we remind you, as we have spoken through many, many years of tapping, we encourage you to say the words every day, many times. It is good. It is right. It is appropriate to be you. And when we say appropriate, we realize that you do not find that to be a high vibrational word. And yet we encourage you to know the appropriateness, the rightness of being uniquely you with your unique desires, your wanting, your longing to feel even better, and to have more good and to contribute more and receive more. We encourage you to know that it is appropriate to desire greatness and happiness. And yes, we will lead you in a sleep time.